Ko moe awa tamanui, France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Green Party Pam Nyor Ota, who candidate Whaanana Fessel Collins, says he received death threats when he announced he was standing. Mr Collins was also subjected to racial abuse and threats when he stood last year for the Auckland mayoralty. He says police have identified the origins of the current threats and are taking action.
This is unacceptable behaviour. You know, I look at the likes of people like Nanaia Mahuta and what she has gone through, and it's behaviour that I cannot fathom. And so we've had to work through that. You know, obviously our eyes are on the kids. My kids are young and still at school. So there is a bit of concern.
Fessel Collins says overt racism is something people of colour in public life have to learn to navigate. But he's proud in this campaign he is using his Samoan title, which he didn't during the mayoral campaign because of concerns in his team that it would put off some voters. Labour's Manurewa candidate says more police officers is only part of the solution to reduce youth crime. Labour has pledged to add another 300 new police officers by the end of the next term. Ardena Williams says that needs to go hand in hand with increased funding for community-based youth offender programs, such as Kotahi Te Whakaaro in South Auckland, which provides wraparound support and refers rangatahi onto other programs in order to steer them away from crime.
We need to keep resourcing police and those agencies to be able to make those interventions which have a lasting impact. And Kotahi Te Whakaaro has an 85% success rate. It's almost double the comparable youth justice programs. So it is making a difference, but it doesn't happen overnight, and we need to continue to resource those things which do make a difference.
An energy researcher says it's obscene Aotearoa's big four power companies make more than $7 million a day while their customers have to choose between heating or eating. University of Otago senior research fellow Kimberly O'Sullivan says Māori and Pacifica are always among the worst affected by energy poverty. That often has an impact on health, which can cost the nation millions of dollars a year.
Cold homes cause an extra 1,800 hospital nights, and dampness and mould cause over 36,000 hospital nights per year in Aotearoa. So this is a huge bill for the public health system.
Kimberly O'Sullivan says whichever party forms the next government, a review and overhaul of the electricity market should be a priority. And that's your Wātea English News.